Welcome to A Look in the Book. This program is brought to you by Bible Way Community Baptist Church in beautiful Irving, Texas, where our pastor is none other than Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert Sr. This week, Pastor Wilbert bringing a series of messages out of the book of Matthew. So get close to your radio and have a Bible ready and turn to Matthew chapter 22 as we take a look in the book.
Past when men began to multiply on the face of the earth and daughters was born to them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men that they was fair, and they took them wives of all which they chose. And the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with man, for he is also flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. There was giants in the earth in those days, and also after that, when the sons of God came in unto the daughters of men, and they bare children to them, the same became mighty men, which was old, men of renown. And God saw the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thought of the heart was only evil continually. Look at verse 2 again. Because the question is, who are the sons of God? It says that the sons of God saw the daughters of men that they was fair. They took them wives of all that they chose. The question is, who are these sons of God? Now, theologians have wrestled with this question for many years, and there are three primary views that the theologians have come up with. The first view, that they are the godly line of Seth. You know, Adam and Eve, they had three sons that the Bible make mention of. There was Cain, then there was Abel, but remember, Cain killed Abel, and so God replaced Abel with Seth. And so a lot of people believe that the sons of God here are the godly line of Seth. And the daughters of men, they are the human, or the regular, other line of Cain. They are the other line of Cain, descendants of Cain. So what we got here, you got a picture of being unequally yoked. Do you see that? You got the sons of God, that's the godly folks, marrying the worldly folks. In other words, you got some mixed marriages here, folks being unequally yoked together, and because they was unequally yoked together and had messed up the godly line of God, God decided to describe the world with the flood.
All right.
Now, the only problem with that view is it don't have that much biblical support. Because in the Bible, you can't really find where the sons of God are descendants of Seth.
All right.
I can't turn to another book, chapter, verse that tells me that. Neither can I turn to another book, chapter, verse in the Bible that says the daughters of men come from the line of Cain. So if I can't base that on Bible, then that's just up on some man's theology.
All right.
Amen. And then the other problem I have with that is if you take godly folks and mix them with ungodly folks, do you necessarily produce a giant? I mean, we got godly people and mixing up with ungodly people today, but I don't see giants.
Right.
If that's really the case, the whole world ought to be giants. Hello, somebody. And then why would God destroy the animals as well? So I see a lot of problem with with that view. There's another view. There's another view that the sons of God are the kings of the earth. They are the rulers of this earth. And these rulers saw the daughters of men and they just started grabbing. And so we got a case now of polygamy. And so because these kings done got into polygamy, more than one wife, God says, that's no good. Let me mop them off. Uh-huh. Well, my question is, why did God wait so late? Because polygamy did start in Genesis chapter 6. It was back in Genesis chapter 4, verse number 19. A man by the name of Laman, he married two ladies. And then, why come God didn't go ahead and destroy Jacob? Because he had four wives. Then why he didn't destroy David? And sure enough, why he didn't destroy Solomon, who had 700 wives, 300 girlfriends on the side.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think this is dealing with polygamy. I think what this is dealing with, there's a third view. And the third view looks at the sons of God as angels, are fallen angels. Now, we got a lot of biblical data to support that view. Because when you look over in Job 1 and 6, Job 2:11, 2:1, and then Job 38 and 7, then in Deuteronomy 32 and 8, and Daniel 3:25, all these verses talks about the sons of God, and it refers to angels. Whenever the Bible talks about the sons of God, it refers to them as angels. Then over in Jude only have one chapter, I'm so sorry. But verse number 6 of Jude, it tells you there that the angels, which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, he has reserved in everlasting change under darkness unto the judgment of that great day. What I believe happened here, I believe that we have the same pattern that happened over in Genesis chapter 3, Adam and Eve. The Bible says, Eve, she saw the fruit. She saw that it was good, and she took it. In other words, it was unauthorized taken. She trespassed. She left her estate. God said, I don't want you to go over there and mess with that. They went over there and messed with the tree anyway. I see the same thing with these angels.
Come on now.
The demonic spirit saw these beautiful women, and they couldn't help themselves. They decided to get in these men's demon possession, and they begin, look at verse 2 again. It says, they saw the daughters of men, that they was what? They looked good. They was fair. Some Bible says fair. Some Bible says beautiful. And then what did they do? Took them. They saw them. They looked good, and they took them. Same thing, Adam and Eve. They saw it. Look good, they took it. These demons, they saw them, they looked good, and they took them, and they shouldn't have took them. Why? Because they had violated. God don't want angels coming down here having sex with humans.
Come on, man.
Hello, somebody. And I believe that this is why God destroyed the world and also had to destroy angels. Why? Because demons can get in animals. That's why God had to destroy the animals, because demons can get in animals. Don't you remember when this man was demon possessed over in Mark chapter 5 that Jesus sent the demons into the pigs?
Yes.
And so what God had to do, God just had to start all over again. All because these angels left their first estate and came down here and started cohabiting with women, and God had to arrest these angels. And there are some angels that are so bad that God had to put them there in jail. Had to put them in a place worse than hell. And they are reserved until the day of judgment. Now, can't you imagine being in a place worse than hell and you still ain't got what's coming to you? That's pretty bad, ain't it? Amen. So who are the sons of God? I'm up under the opinion that they are the angels, or fallen angels, that lusted after the women. All right. Can we do question three?
Yes. Yes, sir. My question is, will we see angels when we are dying?
Will we see angels? Good question. Good Thank question. Will we see angels when we die? Turn to Luke chapter 16. Luke chapter 16. Amen. I want to see, can I help somebody today?
Yes.
Are y'all with me, Bible way?
Okay.
Luke chapter 16. That's over in the New Testament. Right, two books behind the book of Matthew. If you find Matthew, just go on over two books. Look at what the Bible says, Luke chapter 16. Have you found it?
Amen.
Luke chapter 16, verse number 20. It says, there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which was laid at his gate full of sores, and desiring to be fed with the crumb which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. And in hell, it ain't over with. And in hell, he lifted up his eyes, being in torment, and seeth Abraham afar and Lazarus in his bosom. Will we see angels when we die? It all depends if you're saved or not.
All right.
If you're not saved, I don't know who you're going to see. Because the Bible says right here in the text, in verse number 22, it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by angels into Abraham's bosom, but the rich man also died and was buried. It don't say that he saw the angels and the angels took him to hell. I don't know. I don't know if the angels took him to hell or the demons took him to hell. All we know, he ended up in hell. It don't tell us about his journey to hell, do we? It just tell us about his destination in hell. But the Bible tells us about this godly man named Lazarus. The Bible says when he died, he saw some angels. Is that right? Is that what your Bible says?
Yes.
He saw some angels coming to carry him home. The angels, the Bible says, carried him into Abraham's bosom. In other words, paradise. See, this is the final work of angels in your life. See, angels are ministering spirit that has been sent to minister to us that are believers. The final job of angels in your life is that angels will carry you home. When you die, angels will act as your escort service.
Right.
Angels will escort
Amen.
You from earth into glory. In other words, angels are like ushers. Just like the ushers usher you to your seat, there will be
right,
angels when you die that will usher you
all
to
right.
your place in heaven.
Oh, yeah.
As a matter of fact, a lot of times when people get ready to die, godly people often see angels.
Preach.
Doctors even Amen. Tell us there's a big difference between a godly person dying
Amen.
And an ungodly person dying. Doctors tell us that folks who ain't got no faith in Jesus, sometimes they wake up screaming right before they die. I don't know if they saw hell or what, but they woke up screaming. But they often tell us that folks who really know Jesus, they die with a spirit of peace.
That's right.
I'm reminded of a little boy one day he was laying on his deathbed and he said, "Daddy, I hear some angels singing. They're singing a loud song, a sweet song. I hear some angels. Don't you hear the angels singing?" The daddy didn't hear no angels singing. But that little boy heard some angels singing, and the next moment he was dead.
That's right. That's right.
I'll never forget the first man that I ever saw die. It was a Christian man. And the man was real sick, and they was getting ready to take him to the operating room. But when the doctor looked at him in the hallway, the doctor said, "No, we too late. Take him on back there to the room." Took him on back there to the room. So his wife and I, we were sitting there right by the bed. And as we were sitting there by the bed, he was just laying there asleep. But then all of a sudden, he woke up like he heard something. And then he turned his face towards the window. And he started staring like he saw something. So his wife said, "Baby, what do you see? Do you see something? What do you see?" And he just started smiling, and he laid back, and he died. I don't know exactly what he saw. But I'm up under the belief that he saw his angels coming to carry him home. Oh, isn't that good news? You don't have to worry about getting there when you know Jesus. Jesus is going to send some angels to come and carry you home. Amen. Amen. As I'm helping anybody this morning. Fourth question.
Yeah, I got the fourth question, Pastor. Said, do we have guardian angels?
Somebody say, Amen. Do we have guardian angels? Now, that's a tough question. Amen. Do we have guardian angels? Turn to Matthew chapter 18. Are you with me, Bible?
Amen.
All right. All right. Amen. Are you getting this? All right. Do we have guardian angels? Verse 10, Matthew 18 and 10. Take heed that you despise not one of these little ones, for I say unto you that in heaven their angels do always behold the face of my Father which is in heaven. Notice it says there are angels. That in heaven there are angels. Do we have guardian angels? Yes and no. Yes, in the biblical sense, but no in the popular sense. Most folks that do believe in angels believe that you have an angel that follow you 24/7. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Now, before this series, that's exactly how I thought. I thought you always had your angel following you everywhere you go. But that's why I preached the message last week. Oh, why God didn't send my angel. Because bad things happen to you. Well, where was your angel at when the bad things happened to you? Did your guardian angel go to sleep? Did he take a break? What happened? Did he go to the bathroom? What happened to the guardian angel? Notice, in the third and fourth century, a lot of the theologians back then, they thought that not only did you have a guardian angel, but you had a guardian demon. You had an angel following you around, speaking in your ear, and you had a guardian demon coming around, speaking in your ear. Now, a lot of us, you may think that happened because a lot of time you got a good thought, then what you got a what? a bad thought, and so you thinking that that's the angel talking to you, and that's a demon talking to you. No, no, that's just the spirit and the flesh that are at work on the inside of you. But I do believe in God and an angel, but not in the popular sense, but in the biblical sense. What do I mean, the biblical sense? Look what Jesus said. Jesus says that in heaven, there are angels. First of all, angels are not always by your side. Look where he said the angels at. Where the guardian angels at. Where did he say he was at? Did it say on earth or in heaven? It says that in heaven, there are angels. Where you at? You're on earth, but your angel is right there in God's face. When he see you going through something, the angel is right there in God's face, waiting on God to say, go down there and bump off the enemy. The angel is right there. See, the angel don't have to stay right here by you every step of the way. You know why? Because angels can be here in less than a second. They can be here before a pin drop. They move at supersonic, faster than supersonic speed. And so these angels are right there in the face of God. And notice, you may not have just one angel. You may have more than one angel. Did you notice it says there, angel? You may have more. So don't just limit yourself. When you just say that my angel, you may have two angels. Of three angels that has been assigned to you. You may have 100 angels that has been assigned to you. We don't know. But the Bible says the angels, right up there in heaven, is waiting on God to just give an order to come down here and rescue us. So Jesus says, take heed and don't despise the little one. We need to be careful talking about one another. We need to be careful despising one another. You know what I'm talking about, despise, hating on somebody. Why is that? He said, because your angels see it, and your angels is right in the face of the Father, and he's waiting on the Father to give him orders. A lot of things done happen to various people who've been messing with you. They can't explain it. Sometimes they talk about it may have been a heart attack, a stroke, or something. But sometimes I think it may have been an angel that done scrapped them. See, don't you remember the story of Lot? Oh, yeah. The Bible says that God sent not one angel down there to see about Lot, but he sent what? Two angels down there to see about Lot. And he told Lot and his family, now don't look back, because if you look back, some bad gonna happen to you. And remember, the Bible says that as the family was coming out of town, the Bible says that Lot's wife turned back. And the Bible says she was struck down with a turn into a pillar of salt. You don't ever want to provoke your angel. Jesus said, you better be careful messing with children of God, because their angels is up there. See, we often forget, we often think that this person, the only person they got is their husband watching them. Or the only person they got is their mama. Or the only person they got in their life is this person here is going to speak up. Them angels is up there. You got an angel watching out for you.
Sent down the glory.
If you would like a copy of the message you have just heard in its entirety, would you please call the church at 972-257-3766. Again, that is 972-257-3766. Or visit our new website at alookinabook.com. Again, that is alookinabook.com. And come on and worship with us this Sunday morning at 11 o'clock at the exciting Bible Way Community Baptist Church. And until next time, let's take a look in the book.